Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Tes. The sugyan in the beginning of the Amid is about Meidah, which starts earlier in Daf Mem Ches, Amid Beis. The Gemara brings and says that according to Rav Huna, Tliyu of Ezovin Zvinei Zvinei, and the Gemara asks for the member of Rav Nachman, that Oedim Shomra Mono Yidvarenu, and on top of Mem Tesam and Aleph, Ein Nemanim, if Maidah Yidvarenu, Ein Neman, they're also not believed. Lechaira, why they're not believed? Why doesn't the Maidah work Lefi Ravuna? The Mark says, Hani Mili Alpeh, Liosi Alpeh, Moral Lishtara, Alva Bishtara, Osi Shtara, Umoral Lishtara. There's a chila between Eidus on Maidah Alpeh or Ibichsaf. If it's Alpeh, Liosi Alpeh, Moral Lishtara, but Bishtara, Osi Shtara, Umar Lishtara. The Gemara was asking that how could Rav Huna have been mevatel dashkalta the shtar mechira because of the Maidah? How could a Maidah be mevatel? I, Rav Nachman, said that Maidah idvarenu ain namonim. And on that, the Gemara is answering that there's a chilik whether the Maidah is alpeh or the Maidah is bichsav. Before we come to explain the shaklatai of the Gemara, let us be magdim what the Rishbam tells us, that from this sugya we see that you're allowed to write a Meidah on a sale, even by Tliyu V'Zoven. Although Tliyu V'Zoven Zvinei Zvinei, but if a Meidah was written beforehand to say that the Mechira will be bottle, then the Mechira is bottle, not like Rava that said earlier on Daf Mem that Loi Kasvina Meidah Azvini. And the Rishbam explains, because earlier Rava had said, you don't write a Meidah on a Zvini, because he held that Tliyu of a Zovin in a Sodes Stam is always a sale, because he's not an Onus. So therefore it doesn't help a Meidah Bechlal. And by Sodes Zu, it's not a sale, because it blibes a Oinus, and you don't need a Meidah. But Lahaloch we paskin is no chile between Sodes Zu and Sodes Stam. And in both cases, even though it's an oines, we say agav oinsa de zuzi gomer umakni. And also we paskin that in both cases, if you meiser meidah, the meidah helps to tell us that it was an oines, and there won't be a mechira. The Tosis also, the Maslam Avuna says that Avuna is chelik and rava and holds that kasvina we write a meidah asvini. This is not the opinion of all the rishonim. The Rif writes that there's no machlaikis between Rava and Rav Huna. That Rav Huna said, Koisim Meidah Azvini, is talking about a case where he was an Oinus. He was an Onus. And in the case where you're an Onus, although we say, Tliyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini, that's only if there was no Meidah. But a Meidah will help to be Mevatel the Mechira. That Rava said earlier in Daf Mem, that you don't write a Meidah Azvini, is talking about when there was not a case of an oinus. And that the Gemara says, Rav is moidechet oinus, gemaisa de pardesa, it means any case of oinus. Pardesa is just a dugma ba'alma. The svara of the Rif is that although you are meiser a meidah, that you do not want to make the sale, it cannot help, because afterwards when you sell it, beratzain, we say that you're doing it really beratzain, and the meidah is meaningless. It's only in a case that be'etzem there's an oinus on the mechira, and it's just that there's a svara of agav oinsi gomra makni leklape, that svara it helps a meidah to say that he's not makne b'lev shalom agav oinsi, and whatever he's doing is taka machmas oinus. Now in the gather of the din of meidah, that's mevatel mekach, we had mentioned in previous shurim that we find two mahalchim in the rishayim. The Rajmin Kedushin Daf Nun says that the gather of Meidah is a Gilui Das that is not Nichle Lahaknois, meaning that there's no Gemiras Das for Kinyan, and the reason why it helps is because it's Dvarim Shebeliboy of a Lev Kol Odom. A person is not usually Makne under Duras, under Oinus. So if he's Megala that Das, then there's no Gemiras Das for Hakno. But in the Ramban, earlier we had mentioned the Flamites, this Mashma, that the Indian of Meidah is Ke'en the Dina of Osi Dibur, Mevatal Dibur, meaning that the Dibur of Meidah is Mevatal the Mekach that you can do later. We have Medaik that from Lashon Rashbam also that says, V'lei Mahani be Bittel the Koidim Ksiva, Elim Kein Bittle L'Acher Ksiva, which is Mashma that the Bittel before the Ksiva is Shaykh to the Bittel L'Acher Ksiva, and it's not just a Gilui Das, there's a Chisorin of Gemiras Das. Now, in the Gemara earlier, it says that by matana and get, you don't have to know that there was an einus. Stama gilin milsa ba'alma helps to say that there's no matana and there's no gerishin. And the Rishbam says, matana, you also need to have a case of an einus. It's just that the stama with Taylor that it was nenas. It was not nenas, why do you have to write a shtar matana and a get? But a lot of Rishayin, the Megash, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, similar with days, of Mefarish, the Gemara, differently. They say that by matana, you don't have to imakir the einus because you don't require an einus. As long as you're meiser meidol, you're not giving it belief shalem, the matana is bottle. And it's mashma from this that the Yisayid HaDover is that the matana you need a ritzi gomor in order to be chal. Like the Lashon of the Tosfos read, she'en aget v'amatana niknin ela b'chol lev. Mashen came by mecher, where there's an asinas mamu, which is goyim the kinyan, it's enough with a rotzen to make a maisa mechira. And therefore, with by mecher, as long as there's no einus, there's a maisa mechira, and a meidah does not help. Mashenkin by matana, if you're meiser meidol that you don't want to give the matana, there's no matana and you don't need an einus b'chlal according to these rishonim. Let us now analyze the etzem shakletari of the Gemara. L'chayr, the Gemara's kasha was that Rav Nachman said meidol hoy dvarenu an einemonim. So then how come Rav Huna had said earlier that if you chasim a meidol, it's a good chasim on a meidol and it's mevatal dashkalta. L'chayr, the kasha is not a good comparison, because in the case of Rav Nachman, we're talking about that the meidah came afterwards. The meidah came afterwards. Avada, it's not mevatel the eidah shabishtar, because the eidah shabishtar is kibish nechay dusum bezin dami, and we say kibin shigit shuvin chayzer omagid. So. And Mashenkin before, in the case of Rav Huno, with the Maidah is written before the Ashkalta, Avada the Maidah could be Vatal the Ashkalta. So what's the Shaykhis? The Rav Nachman's whole halacha is a halacha of Kim and Shigah Shuvin Chayza Magid. But with the Eidus of the Maidah is before the Chasimah Sashtar, then Avada is able to be Vatal the Shtar. Now, Be'emes, the Rishbam says that's good for the Gemara's Teretz. When the Gemara answers, Hani Mili Alpeh, Leosi Alpeh, Mar Lishtora, Vishtora, Sishtora, Mar Lishtora, the Rishbam explains, because if the shtar is already written, then you can't even vatal it later, because of Kivin Shigash Shomein Chayzer Magid. Mashain Kane, in the case of the Maidah, which was written before the Ashkalta, in the case of Rabbi Machanash, according to Ashkalta, so the shtar of the Maidah, that's Koidem, could be mevatel the shtar of the Ashkalta, which came later. But Lachair, what was the Gemara's Havamina? What was the Shaila? What was the Kasha to begin with? Over here we find a Yisayid in the Bircha Shmuel and Simon Ben Beis. That's Masbir, based on how to understand the din of Kivin Shigat Shuvin Chayzo Magid. He says that din is that you can't even mekabel Eidos in order to invatel the Eidos that's before it. You can't mekabel the Eidos to invatel the Eidos that was already Nechgra Bebezdin. But says Baruch Ber that it's not totally in what was Kaidim in Zman. It's totally in what was Nechgra before. In other words, the Haggadah Shebishtar is Zichr Chal Toiris Eidus, and it's not called like Chayzer from the Eidus of the Maidah, because the Eidus that's in the Shtar is in the Maisa Mechira. That's not a Chazar from the Maidah, that's just made on the Maisa Mechira. That's a Vada good Haggadah's Eidus, that there was a Maisa Mechira, and a Vada you're going to dan mitzad the Shtar, that Eidim Shechsumen al Shtar, Kimish Nech Gredus and Bezen Dami. And the Eidus of the Maidah is coming to Mevatel the Eidus of the Shtar. In other words, the Iker Eidus of the Maidah is to Mevatel the Shtar Mechira. So that means the Torah's Eidus of the Maidah is only Nigmar after the Ksivas HaShtar. So that's why the Maidah is not able to Mevatel the Shtar. Because since the Yisayid of the Din of Chayzer Magid is that you're not Mekabel Eidus to Mevatel the Eidus that was already Nechgera, and it's not totally if the Eidus of Rishayna was Kedemus' man to the Eidus that was Nechgera or not. That's not what it's totally on. So Mela comes out that although the Shtar Moido was written earlier, it'll still have a chisaron of Kivin Shigid, Shuvin Chayzer Magid, because it's being Chayzer and Magid on the Eidus of that was Nechkeres Bishtar on the Mechira. And Mela, that's the Havin of the Gemara, that it makes no difference whether the Shtar Maidah was before or later, but since the Shtar Maidah is coming to Mevatel the Shtar Mechira, there should be a chesaron of Kivin Shigid Shuv Einai Chayzer Omagid. And now we have to understand, Taka, so what is the Gemara's Teretz then? Why all of a sudden, why Taka is there a chilik between the Asi Shtara, Mor L'Shtara, or Asi Alpeh, or Mor L'Shtara? Bal Kaparovik should come out lefizeh that even if they're made in bez b'fnei bez on the meidah before the ksivas hashtar mechira, it should not help their edus to mivatal the mechira, because that edus of meidah is an edus which is going to be in the skabel and bezin only after the kabbalah's edus of the edus shebishtar, which is nechgrim bezin. Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim ask a gevaldike kasha on the etzem memra of Rav Nachman that Eden that say by doy hoyed veirenu eina monim. L'chayra, there's a Mishnah in Ksubis in Daf Yud Chesam Beis that says ho Eidim she'omru k'sav yadeinu huze av k'tanim ayinu anus mayinu. If Eidim come and say these are our signatures, but we were k'tanim or we were anusim and therefore the shtar is not kosher, the din is that if k'sav yadam is yoytzi mokim acher, if we could verify the signatures from somewhere else, ein nemonim, they're not nemon to say that they were anusim ayinu. Why? The Rishonim explain, Rashi explains, kimet shehiget shumei nechayzer umagid. But if ein ksav yadam yoytzi mokim acher, if there is no other way to verify the signatures except for their edus themselves, the din is hare elu ne'amonim. They are believed. By ein ksav yadam yoytzi mokim acher, then ne'amonim. Why is nenochi sarin of ein echayzer umagid? So Kiveger explains over there in the sugin daf yitchesam beis and ksubis that edim are not ne'amon to be chayzer from the edus dafka when they come and they may have beteris edus. The Torah was mechadish that once they said edus are not able to be chayzer umagid. But over here, the nemanis is not miteras edus. Nemanis is miteras migu. They have a pesha osar because they're the ones that are being mekayim the shtar, and they're at the same time they're saying anusim ayinu. So there's no chisarin of being chayzer umagid. But Rashi over there in Daf Yud Ches and Beis and Ksubis, the Masal Kivon says that the time that the edim are nemanim is because kula chada hagodihi. It's all one hagodah. The reason why the Edom that say Ksav Yodenu Huzeh Avl Hanusim Ayinu are believed is not because they have a nemanis of Pesha Osir, and in such a case, such a nemanis, there's no chisarin of Kivin Shehigid, but because it's considered all one Chada Hagada. So that means that according to Rashi, even if it would be a Migu, if they would have a nemanis of Pesha Osir, there would be a chisarin of Chayzer Magid. Rashi explains there's no chisarn of chayzer magid because kula chod hagodihi. And the Beis Yankiv over there in Tosdir Maschal Harei and other Achrayim explain, based on what the Rishonim say, that since Trachomur Mechayiv Kiyum for every single shtar, as long as it was not the shtar was not niskayim, it wasn't yet nigmra the edus of the shtar. And Memela, if the edi hashtar are the ones that are providing the kiyum hashtar, and at the same time they're saying anusim ayinu, and that means that the shtar is not niskayim, since it wasn't yet nigmar the edus hashtar, there's no chisarin of being chayzer or magid. L'chayre in our sugya, Rav Nachman said that if you say amanu ay madoy ay dvareinu, ein amanim, and the Rashbam and other Rishonim learn that the chisarin is because kimet shigit shuvei nechayzer umagid. If this is also in a case where they themselves ain't ksav yodim yotzim vokim acher, so the Rishtaisis and Rabbein Yain, the Rishayim ask, why is the halacha different? Why don't we say that in our case by Meidah, they should also be neman to say, ksav yodenu huzeh avol Meidahu, this is a Meidah. If they're the ones who are mekayim the shtar, they should be neman to say that it is also a Meidah. What's nafkamina between ksav yodenu huzeh avol anusim hayinu, and whether they're saying ksav yodenu huzeh, but this was, we're being ma'aser Meidah, that there was no das for akna. In both cases, the edus is not nigmar. If in both cases the edus is not nigmar, there should not be a chisarin of kim and shigit shuvin chayzer or magid. What's the nafkamina? Rabbeinu Yonah in our sugya says a teres to this kasha, and he says the chilik is that by the case of ein ksav yon yotze mokem acher, where they say inus mayinu, there was no chakira sa edus was not nigmar in bezdin. And when they're made of Alanus Mayinu, when they were not Edim, so that means there's never a Hadah in Bezdin. There's no Chisarn of Kimen Shikashuvin Chayzer Magid. Aval Gabi Maidoid Morenu says Rabbeinu Yoina, the Kamoidu be Eidus Hashtar, that being Maiden Eidus Hashtar, Shayu Eidem ala Mecher, Va Mecher Tsiva Lichtiv Hashtar, that being Maskim on the Mechira, and that the Mecher commands to write the Shtar, Kivin Shegidu, Vahoidu be Iker Eidusan, once they were Magid and they were Maiden in the Iker Eidus of the Shtar, Shuv Einon Choizer Magid Levatel Eidusan. They can't now be Mevatel the Eidus, Veloimar Shahoise Shom Maido, and to say that it was a Maido, and Rabbeinu Yoina ends and says, Va'afa Gav de Iker Migu, and even if they would have a Migu. In other words, it's talking about Ein Ksav Yodon Yoitzim Vakimacher, and in the normally they have a Migu to be Neman. Still, the Xeris Akosavu, the Chivin Shigid, Shuv Ein Echizer Magid Bay. Once they were Magid, they can't be Chizer and be Magid. That means it comes out that the Nafgamino between the case of Ksavidenu Azev Al Nusim Hayinu is that over there it's Chaser Akium in the Shtar. Since it's chaser akim in the shtar, lefi edusan, that it's anusim ayinu, there's no shtar here bechlal. So if they say teich ledibur, they say anusim ayinu, teich ledibur, ksavideinu huzeh, there was never a nigmar edusan bishtar that you could have a chisorin of kimen shigid, shuvein echazer amagid. Mashen came when they say, amono yidvorenu, or moido yidvorenu, even though lechayr it's still chaser akim, because obviously a shtar that has a moido is not a kosher shtar, and neither is it if it's an amana, but since they're moided to the ikar hashtar, and they say that their edus in the shtar be a soid is kosher, now that they're going ahead and saying that it's a maido, they're being soiser that edus, and emelu is a chisor and kivin shigid shumei nechoizer umagid. In other words, when the edim say anusim hayinu, it comes out that lefi divrayim the edus shebishtar are not kosher bechlal. And they are not mukhish from the Eidus Shebishtar at all. There's a chisar in kiyum, and in male, that's why the nemonim, and there's no chisar in chayzer magid. Mashen kein be'amono idvareinu, amaydo idvareinu, they are being maskim that the Eidus Shebishtar be'etzem is kosher, and the Eidus Shebishtar be'etzem is being made al halva, except that they are being maisif, and they're saying that it was a maydo, and in male, that's why it's not kosher. That's considered hakosha from the Eidos Shebishtar, and that's a chayzer umagid. And the din is, kivin shehigid, shuv einu chayzer umagid. The Rashba in Ksubis in Daf Yates also goes with the same halach of Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says that hochashani the kivin the ka'omri the shtar nasis berotzen ha-mechuyiv, by the case of Maidon Amona, since they're saying the Eidim are being made a maskim that the shtar was done berotzen ha-mechuyiv, mashvile shtar amalya, they create a proper shtar, v'yishkan ha-god ha-gemura, memeilo v'lav kol kiminayu l'mi'akri, now they're not anymore nemon to uproot that, they ain't choyzer magidin, like we explained, because even lefit divrayim, they're maskim that there's an Eidim shebishtar. Aval anusim ayinu holei mashvu leishtar amalya. By anusim ayinu, they're not creating a proper shtar. Ve'in kana gode gemura. Do amri ki ichtiva lav kedin ichtiva. Because they're saying that when it was written ayidei anusim ayinu, or ketanim ayinu. So it wasn't written bekashris. Hilkach ki amri anusim ayinu mehemni, de'in kamishim chayzer amagid. There is no chisar anum chayzer amagid. But the Ran in Ksubis on Daf Yates Mem Beis has a different mahalach in Rav Nachman, and he explains that the reason why if they Eidim say Amana Hoyed Vareinu or Maido Hoyed Vareinu, they're not Neman, is because number one, Eidim Le Chasmiya Avlo. Eidim are not going to sign on something which is an Avlo. Together, Ein Ode Mesim Atzmi Rosha. They're not believed to sign on a Shtar Amana. And Rav Nachman holds Maido is also like Nitin Lichtoiv. And ain't all the meisim atzmei rosh, you don't write a meido. So the say that they signed them on a meido, they're not nemon mitzad ain't all the meisim atzmei rosh. Mar Bar Vashi argues, holds that only amon is leinit lichtev, but it's mutter to write a shtar that it was nimtzol love on meido, and therefore meido in nemon and amono not. According to the Ran, we have to explain what happened to the chisarin of kivin shigit shuv einay chayzer umagid. Possibly, the Ran held that whenever there's a migu or pesha asar, that there's taken no chisaron to be chayzer or magid. And therefore, he had to explain that the reason why the Edom are not Nemon is because of in Odom Mesim Atzmoy Rosha. Taisvis in our sugya, Lachaira says a third way to answer the kasha from the Mishnah and Ksubis that Edom are Nemon to say, Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh Avalanis Mayinu, in the case where ain't Ksav Yod Nyotzi Mokimacher. Taisra says b'shem deri that the reason why by Maida and Amana Rav Nachman holds that the Edom are not Neman is hoyel v'ama shashtar nichta v'nimsar kilchasoi shuv le'osi alpeh umara l'shtara afilo b'migu. That because they're saying now Edos alpeh, that can't be soisi d'shtar even with a migu. This is what the Gemara uses as a teretz to mechalik between Edus Bishtar and Edus Alpeh. But Taisus is using it to explain why over here the Edom are not Neman to say that Maido, that it was a Maido. The Bircha Shmuel in Baba Basra Siv Mem Hei Ois Aleph and the Kovit Shurim also here in our Suge Ois Reish Tes a Mevar Taisus Teretz Alpi Taisus in Ksubis Daf Yud Ches Mebeis. Taisus in Ksubis Daf Yud Ches Mebeis asks, how could the Mishnah say that the Edom and Nemanim to say, Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh, Avalanusa Mayinu, Mikoyach, the fact that Ink Sav Yodin Yotzim Mokim Macher, and they have a Migu, Lachair, it's a Migu, Mokim Medim. It's against the Edo Shebishtar, which Lachair made that they were not Anusim. And Taisvis, in one of his Drutzim, say that since they say Anusim, Oiktanav Ayinu, Ein Zeh Kium. This is the Chisorin of Kium in the Etzim Shtar. Mashenke by Meido and Amono, with the Meido, the Shtar is Kedin, it's considered a Kiyum, and therefore they're not Nem with a Migu because it's a Din, it's a also Din of Migu B'Mokoim Edim. L'chayra, what does it mean, Ein Zeh Kiyum? So Reb Chaim in Sefer and Perik Yud Beis, Chzgerish and Loch Gimel explains that the side of the Mishnah, that the Nemon to say Anus Mayinu, is because the Ein Kan Kiyum, that means that since they are being made, the Shtar was not written Kilchosoi, it's only a Maisa Ksiva Ba'alma, so there's a Chisar in the Etzem Kiyum Ashtar. And Reb Chaim Be'etzem says that by Amon Oyed Vareinu should also be a Chisar in Etzem Kiyum Ashtar. But he says, Mi'achad al kolponim me'idim sha'ashtar kosher, l'maisa that being made, the Shtar is kosher, mitzad the Etzem Ksiva sa'ashtar in the Edus Ab'ashtar, so shuv hodar dina sha'ashtar makhish mevatel ha'godes edus in sha'im Amon Ahoya. L'maisa the Edus in the Shtar is makhish when they're saying Amon Ahoya. U'me'mela le'mahanyi gam taimed Chisar in Kiyun, kiven the mukhish zois me'edus Ab'ashtar. The Mele won't help the reason of Chisar and Kiyam because the Eidah Shebishtar say it differently. And that Ishtel Su Al Gemara that says the time of the Ein Emonim Shundli Osi Al Peh Umar Lishtara. They can't be Makhish to Eidah Shebishtar because their Eidah is something which is Miskachish, which is contradicted Mitech to Eidah Shebishtar. L'chayres Kavani is that when they say Ksav Yedeinu Azeh Av Lanusim Ayinu, there's a Chisar in the Etzim Kiyum Ashtar. We don't have Eidah Shebishtar Bechlal. Mashenkin, when they're saying that the Eidah Shebishtar Be'etzem is kosher, it's just that it was a Meidah or an Amana, so that is considered a kosher to the Eidah Shebishtar. The Mele Tais is saying that over here in our sugi, the reason why that Edom and not Nemanim is because it's Geder Amigu Kneged Edom. L'chayr, it's a little shver to understand Taisus like this, because Taisus is Maisif right afterwards, and he says, "Dvedami nami l'chayzrin magidin." It's daima to being the chsarin of chayzra magid. Hoyl va'amru shechosim al shtar kedin. L'chayr, if he just shot in the yosi al peh, more of the story is mikayach that you don't say amigu m'makim edim. So why did Taisus have to add and say that the chsarin is because of chayzra magid? Unless you say that Taisus needed both reasons. Midin migu you're not nemon because the osia peh umar l'shtar, which means it's a migu makemaden like we explained. But if they would be believed teiras edim l'chayr, there's no chisarin of the osia peh umar l'shtar. On that Taisus says that they can't be nem but teiras edus either because it blives chayzer umagid. Now, Be'emes, you find this in Tais and Ksubis himself, that Taisus says, why if Iksav Yodam is Yosim Mokim Acher, why aren't they Nem with Amigu of Perua? And Taisus says that when it's Ksav Yodam Yosim Mokim Acher, where they're not the ones who are Mekayim the Shtar, the Amigu Perua won't work because it's Amigu Mokim Meidim, because the Eidah Shebishtar say that it was not Perua. And also the Chayzer Magidim him. And Rikki Veger explains over there in Taisin Ksubis that both reasons of Tais are required. Als Migu they're not Nemon because Migu Mokim Edim, Elamai they should be Nemon, Teiras Eidus, that they also can't be Nemon because they're Chayzer Umagid. And Mel, that's the Hemshech of Taisis by us. That the first of all, it's a Migu, when it's Eng Sav Yon Yetzir Makimacher, in the case of Maido and Amona, even though they do have a Migu, but the Yossi Alper, Moral Lishtar tells us that they're not Nembu the Migu, because it's Neged Edim, Neged Edim Shebishtar. And also, there's a Chisar in Elamai Dishminem, Meteras Edus, there's a Chisar in Mitzad, they can't be Chayzer U Magid. In summary, we presented three ways to explain Rav Nachman's halacha that Eidim she'amru amanu hayu dvareinu eine manim, or maidoya hayu dvareinu eine manim. Either because it's a chisar of a kivin shigin, shuv eine chayzer or magid, and you have to be mechalik between here and the case of anusim xavideinu zev, anusim ayinu, because over there there's no edus shebishtar bechlal, it's chaser in kium, and in mail there's no din of being chayzer or magid because of the rehem, they're not contradicting the edus shebishtar. A second malach we said, b'shem deran, because of the chisarin of ein other mesim atzmei rosha, since it's like nit and lichtiv, so the edom not neman to say, or maidoya dvareinu, and amana also, because the edom leichas mi avla. And a third malach we said, b'shat n'taisus al pida b'cha shmuel n'kevit shiurim, because it blives a migu b'mokoim edom. And you only have that chisarin of migu b'mokoim edom in a case of a maidoya or amana, and not in the case of anusim hayinu. Let us now try to understand the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara had presented the kasha in our sugya as a stira to Rav Huna, where Rav Huna said that somebody who signs a shtar meida and then afterwards a shtar mechira, so the meida is mevatal dashkalta. And over here, they're not nemo to say meida hidvareinu. So the Gemara answers the chilik is because over here it's al peh leosi al peh mor lishtara avo bishtara osi shtara umor lishtara. A shtar could be mevatel a shtar mechira. And the Rishbam learns in our sugya that since the shtar meida'o is before the shtar mechira, therefore there's no chisarin of kiven shigit shuvin echayzer umagit. L'chayr l'fi the Rishbam, it's not a din meyuchid in shtar. L'chayr, even if the edus balpeh was before the ksivas hashtar, then it would help. It's only if the shtar meida'o was afterwards, or you come later, you write the shtar meida'o after the ksivas hashtar mechira, or the edim come later, that's where it's leimahani. You have to say that L'chayra, the Rashbam understood in the Gemara's Teretz that it's as if the Eidus of Maidah and the Eidus of the Shtar is B'choda HaGodah, and mainly the Maidah can be Mevatel the Eidus Mechira, and it doesn't have a Chisaron of Kimen Shigit, Shuvin Echayzer, U Magid. But Rabbeinu Yoina says two different Mahalchim to explain Pshat in the Gemara, the Chili between Eidus Alpeh and Eidus Bishtar. In the first teretz of Rabbeinu Yoina, he says that over here, osi shtara mori shtara, because why do we say that the edush of shtar is better than edush of alpeh? So he says, because the whole chisaron of kimen shigit shuvin echayzer magid is only chisaron edus alpeh, shemeidno edin vebezdin. But v'loi gamrinon mineo le'inyan agodesh bishtar the elima. You don't learn out this chisaron to agadah shebishtar, which does not require bezdin. He says la alter right away shemusel zed nasik meishnech reduce me bezdin, that the chisaron of kivin shigid does not apply to edus shebishtar. And the meila vada edus in the shtar can be vatal a mechira, and there won't be a chisaron of kivin shigid. It's only in edus al peh that there's a chisaron of kivin shigid. The Chasam Sefer is masbir the Rebbein Yoina's teretz, that because the whole din of kiven shigit shuvei nechayzer magid is a inality mekabel in another edus in bez in another time, and even if they're mekabel, but since min adin ain mekabelin, so ain be'em mamish mashenkin by a shtar that is nasik kemishen nechre edus in bezdin miyad without an isra of kabbalah in bezdin, or we it's not shayach chisarin of kiven shigit shuvei nechayzer magid. Rabbi Yehuda says another teretz. He says, "Va'oid ad kan le'omer teirel she bezin is kokin lekabel dusan l'stiris mashe idu, that bezin only cannot mekabel another edus to be says to the first edus, because kiman shigat shuvin chayzer magid. But hein she idu mi'alein she loy be bezin, if they would say edus not in bezin v'chos mu muscle like the case of a shtar v'nasik mishnecher dusan bezin, k'she yovi ashtar lefne bezin, now when the shtar comes to bezin osi edus she nasik mishnechera." It's as if it's two separate edusim which are contradicting each other. And he says, it's like another edus completely that's made after this edus. Now, be'etzem, to understand Rabbeinu Yoina's teretz, we should be magdim that the Rishonim argue if another pair of edim come and say that the shtar was an amana or there was a maida. And the against the Eidus Shebishtar, in the case where the Shtar is Mekuyim, are they Nemon or not? Some Rishonim hold that it has a din of Trey or Trey. just like when they made a new Samaya Psuli Edus against the Edus Shebishtar. But the Shita Rabbein Yeruchim is that if Edom Acherim come and say Amonoi Medohu, then Nemonim Legamri, and it does not have a din of train, the Shach Taka Paskins like that in Simen Mem Vav, Sivkot and Kuftes Vav. The Ramban in our Sugi goes back and forth. Originally he says that if there's Edom Acherim Meidim Oidvarehim, they're Nemonim. But then afterwards he says that it blinds like Treyu Trey, and that's when we find other Rishayim like that. The Ra'o in Ksuba says that it has a din of Treyu Trey. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina by us is understanding that if another pair of Edom will come and say that it was a Maidah Avad, they would believe. And Rabbeinu Yoina's Chiddush is that in our Sugya, when our Sugya is Mechalik between Le'osi Alper, Mor L'Shtore, as opposed to a Shtar, that Osi Shtore or Mor L'Shtore, the reason why there's no Chisar of Kivin Shigat Shumin Nechayzer Magid is because we look at the Shtar as it would be another pair of Edom, even though it's the same Edom, but we look at the Shtar as if it would be another pair of Edom that are coming and being Seiser, the Edom Shebishtar, and the Halacha is their Nemot, and there's no Chisar of Kivin Shigat Shumin Nechayzer Magid. How are we to understand this Rabbeinu Yoina? Over here, we could explain it according to the words of the Bicha Shmuel in Simen Mem Dalid, B'Shem Rav Alter Shmulevitz. He shtels avek that there are two halachis in the din of Kiman Shigid, Shumei Nechezer Umagid. The first halacha is that there's no chalois Shem Edus in their chazara. Kiman Shigid, once they set a Edus, they can't be Chezer Umagid. In other words, if there would not be such a gzeiras akasiv, then we would say that when the Edom now are being chayzer from their Edus, we should look at it like a separate Edus, like Edom Acherim, that are being made differently from what they were made originally. And it should have a din of trey or trey. In the din of Kivin Shigit, Shuvin Chayzer or Magid, it was Neschadesh that the second Edus does not have a Shem Edus Bechlal. This is a din in Hagodas Edus. Kivin Shehigid, once they said an Edus, their subsequent Chazara does not have a din of Edus Bechlal. That's halacha number one. A second halacha that was Neschadish is a din in Kabbalas Edus Ayidei Bezdin. That Bezdin is not Mikabel, a new Edus or more Edus from the Edom themselves after they were Nechikra and it was Nigmar Edusan. The Gzeres HaKosev tells us that there's a din gemar, an end unto the Chakira Sa'edim. Once they said their Edus, we are not Maisif anymore in their Edus, even where it does not contradict the first Edus. You can't be Maisif the Edus. And that's a halacha in Kabbalah's Edus in Bezdin, that they're not going to be Mekabel any more Edus. And that once it was already Nechkra, once it was sealed, the Kabbalah's Edus is finished, and we're not going to add any more Edus to the first Edus. This is Mevur in the Rambam, these two halachas, in Paragimel Hilchas Edus Halacha Hey, where the Rambam says, Kol Eid, Shenechkra Edusim in Bezdin, any Eid that was Nechkar, his Edus in Bezdin, he was accepted in Bezdin, Eina Yochel Lachzerba, he can't change his mind. Ketzad, for example, Omar, he says, Mute ho yisi, I was mistaken, a shayga yisi, afila nasan tam ledvarim. Even if he gives a reason for his words, kivin shehigid, once he said his edus, ein oi chayzer amagid. L'chayr, this is the first halacha, that he can't go ahead and be chayzer from his edus. The Rambam continues, and he says, v'chein ein oi yochel o chayzer beedusay tenai. He's also not allowed to add anything to his edus. L'chayr, this is the second halacha, that would not mekabel the Edom at all any longer, even the same Edus. L'fize, it's very clear the chilik between Edom Acherim that are made, that it was a Maido, that there's no chisar of trey trey. Why not? Since Rav Nachman holds that the Maido is not a steer to the because Rav Nachman holds that saying Edus in the Maido is not a steer to the Ashkalta, so they could go ahead and be a Moisif, an Edus, to take away the Edus of the Shnar. Mashenk and the Edom themselves, once it was Nigmar, the Edus of the Ashkal, the Edus of the Mechira, through the Edus of the Shtar, with Adam Maido, so you can't now be Mekabel another Hagodas Edus, even in the same Hagodas Edus. That's a Chayzer Magid. So even if it would not be considered a Chayzer Magid, mitzad the fact that being Seiser, that changing the Edus, but it can't be Moisif an Edus. So that, but somebody else could be Moisif Edus. So therefore, another pair of Edom could go ahead and say that the Shtar was a Maido, but the Edom themselves, they can't. And so now that's the way I understand the chilah between the Edom themselves and the Edus, a different pair of Edom. The chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah and the teretz of pshat and the teretz of the Gemara is that the din of chayzer magid hagam it applies to even hagadah shebishtar, not like his first teretz, but that's only legabi the first psul. Then when the edus want to come and be mevatel the first edus, they can't. They can't be chayzer magid. They can't be chayzer in the first edus. That's a din in hagadah edus, and that applies also to edus shebishtar. Kiven sheiged bishtar shuvein chayzer magid to be seiser their edus. But legabi the second din, they can't be meisif on their edus. That's halach in kabbalas edus of bezdin. That already is a chilik between the edus shebishtar to hagadah shebal peh. Edus Shabishtar is like Nechri Edusim Bezdin Mikayach Atzmon, because they don't say Edus and Bezdin. So if they're not saying Edus and Bezdin, there's no chisarn that Bezdin's now being Mikabal, another Edus from this Edim. And in Mela, if they come Baal Peh and they want to be Seiser, their first Edus, they want to be Meisim on their first Edus, they can't be Meisim on their first Edus, because you can't be Mikabal, another Edus and Bezdin, even in the same Edus. But Bishtar, they could. So Mimela by Shtar, if there's a Shtar Moido, we view them like Edom Acherim, and it does not have a din of Trey, because they're not being Seiser the Edus, just Alped and not Nemonim, because you can't Mekabal and Bezin the Edus to be Meisif, even in the same Edus. But when they made the Edus of Shtar, it's like they're being made independently. There's no Chisarim Kabbalah's Edus from the first Edom. And Mimela, that's why if the Asi Shtar Amora Al Shtar. In summary, in Edus Shebishtar, you only have the chisaron that the Edim cannot be soiser the original Edus mitzad din of Kiven Sheigid. But the second halacha that's in Kabbalah, that's a din in Kabbalah's Bezin, that they can't be moisif from their Edus, that doesn't apply to Edus Shebishtar. And if we were to view a Shtar Maidah, that a Maidah is not be'etzim astir to the Edus, it's just be'geder ho'isofa, and that's the reason why, if a different pair of Edim say it was a Maidah, they are Neman against the Edus Shebishtar, so then in the same Edus on the Shtar, they could also be moisif and say it was a Maidah, and they will not be a chisaron of Kiven Sheigid, Shuvin Echazer, Uma. The next sugya goes back on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, which says that loyli ish chazaka v'nichsi ishtay. A man cannot have chazaka in the chosim of his wife. And the Gemara Bayos on Daf Mem Tes asks pshita, kiven the islay peiro, he has a right for the peiros. Peiro the kochel is eating the peiros because that's his chosim nichsi malug. The Gemara answers loy tzricha the kosav lo dinu dvar mainly b'nichsayich. He says he's mesalik himself from her nechassim. V'chikosav demoras v'chikosav myhavi v'otanya melchaver din dvar mainly al sadazu v'ening esik bav yodim selekis v'men liyom haklum. A lashon of siluk is not a lashon of matana. And the Gemara answers omri lo dever avyanai mastisim bekaidus of love oida arusa. In the Mishnah we're talking about that he wrote to her din dvar mainly b'nechsayich when she was still in arusa. And like Rav Kahana, the Rav Kahana nachlo. And the Gemara Mabez brings nachla boil lo adam v'kemacher adam masne leo shle yiroshena. When Nachla comes from somewhere else, as chus that the Chacham gave him, he can make a t'nai not to be Yairish, and he's misalik himself in that chus. And the Gemara tells, so afterwards, Rava, the Rava says, Koloimi, Yevshavit, Akonis, Chacham, and Goin Zois, Shemim Loi. And Mikey Goin Zois, the Gemara tells, Rav Huna Barav, that said, the Yecholish, Tabula Baila, in Nizainis, Veini Oisa. The Rishayin, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rajm, the Ran say, that first of all, the Mishnah says Kaisiv Lo Boida Arusa is Lav Dafka Ksiva, even if it's Amira Al Peh, it also works. And the Rishayim speak out, the Rashi and the Ran, the Muki Yosef, that we're talking about Dafka when you wrote it Ben Boida Arusa, when she's still in Arusa. But if the Ksiva was before Erisin, since the Baal is no Shaykh has her Nechasim, so his Silik does not help at all. It's only by an Arusa that the Baal has a shtickle of a Shaykh has in the Nechasim, it helps the Lashon of Siluk to say that he should not be Zoyche in the Paris. And Azoy Pask in the Ramah and Evan Ezra and Simon Tzadik Beis. The Emes Tebe Shmuel of then Sif Katan Vav says that there are Gimel Oifanim. Before Erisin, it doesn't help Siluk Afilu with a Kinyan. Lach and Esuin, it doesn't help Siluk, but it helps a Kinyan. Azoy Shtein Shulchan Aruch. And in Vizmana Erisin, it helps a Siluk without a Kinyan. Now the Ben Yoyna speaks out also that by Narusa, it helps only a Lashon Siluk. Not a Lashon Matana Bikinyan does not help, because Lamaisa, he was not yet Zoich in the Nechassim. He just has a Shaykhas in the Nechassim that it should help a Lashon Siluk. But he was not yet Zoich in the Nechassim, and Ein Adam Makne Dovar Shaloi Bala Oilam. You can't be Makne something which is not yet here. The Svara is, just like there's no Gemiras Das to be Makne Dovar Shaloi Bala Oilam, so too to be Mesalik from something that you have no Shaykhas to, there's also no Gemiras Das. And therefore, you have to be an Arusa Dafka. Again, before Erisin doesn't help Siluk even with a Kenyan because she has no Shaykhus in a Nechasim. After Nesuin, it's already his. So he has to make a Kenyan to be Maknit. Vishas Erisin, he has a little bit of a Shaykhus in a Nechasim, enough that it helps a Lashon of Siluk to say that he's not going to be Zeicha in the pairs of the Nechasim. The Rishbam and Rashi in Ksubis Nafpei Gimel explain of Kahana's halacha of Nachla Abal El Adam Imakim Acher that Adam Masne Shaloi Roshena, that it means that there's a chilik between Yerushas HaBen and Yerushas HaBal. Yerushas HaBal would not help Balashan of Siluk, and Yerushas HaBen would not help Balashan of Siluk, and Yerushas HaBal, it would help Balashan of Siluk, and that's what it means, Nachla Haba Mimakim Acher. It's not a regular din Yerusha. It's a Nachla Haba Mimakim Acher, it's a Takanas Chazal that he has a schus to eat the peres of the Nichsim Milug. On that it helps the Lashon of Siluk. The time of that chilik, the Rishbam and Rabbeinu Yonah say over here, and Tais reading Ksubas Daf Pei Gimel brings B'Shem Derach, the chilik is that when a son is yarshning from his father, the Yerusha is a Yerusha Do'iraisa. There you can't be misalik yourself. A Yerusha Zaben is Menat Torah, and it's given to him Bal Korchoi. It's not Shaykh, a Lashon of Siluk. He can't be misalik himself from that Yerusha. But the Yerushas HaBaal is only in Drabanon. It's Takanas Chazal, L'Toivosei Shel Baal. Memele, he could say, Yefshi B'Takanas Chachamim, and he can misalik himself from the Schus to be Yoyresh the Nechasim, which means the Schus to have the Peris Nechsim Aluk. He's misalik himself. Dinu Dvorim, Ainli B'Nechsayach. He's misalik himself. And once he's misalik himself in the Peres, the Achilles Peres, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that he still does not have a Chazoka b'nichse ishto, even when he's misalik himself from the Nechasim. The Shitas Aran in Ksubis and the Ritva in Gittin and Nafai in Zayin, it's also Raja by us now, a Sugya, that says the Chilik is not between Yerusha Deraisa and Yerusha Derabanan. The Chilik between a Yerusha Saben to Yerusha Sabal is that a Ben already has on him a Shem Yoyrish. And in Mela, he can't even misalik himself midin Yoyrish. He can't sell the Nechasim because Dorosh Debel Oilam, but he already is a Yoyrish. But a Baal before Nisuin in the state of Erisin still does not have a Shem Yoyrish. And therefore he can misalik himself not to Mekabal din Yoyrish Aydei din Nisuin. After Nisuin, a Baal's like a Ben. Since he was Mekabal already a din Yoyrish, he can't even misalik himself. So our Gemara is Dafka Arusa, where he was not yet a Yoyrish, and Mela Baal is able to misalik. So we see him, we achleikus rishayim, if the Yisayid achilik between a Ben and a Baal, which means the Yisayid achilik between a regular Yerusha or Yerusha Abba Mimokim Achra, Nachla Abba Le'odam Mimokim Achra, like the words of Rav Kahana, is the Yisayid achilik that Yerusha Saben is Deiraisa and Yerusha Sabal is a Drabonon, Mitakonas Chazal? Or is the Yisayid achilik that Yerusha Saben, he already has a Shem Yerish, as opposed to Yerusha Sabal, which he does not have a Shem Yerish until after Nisuin? Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovitz Ha'oris, in Simen Mem, Ois Beis, is Mevar that the Sheirish HaMachloikis between the Rishbam and the Rishbam in the Ran is in what the Yisayid of the Siluk of the husband is. When he says he's Mesalik himself, Dino Dvarim Enli B'Nechsayich, the ainly asik ba yodi misulekes hemena. What is he being misalik himself from? Is he being misalik himself from the nechasim that he's not going to be zeichen the peiris of these nechasim, or is he misalik himself midin baal? He's not going to be considered a baal bichlal. He doesn't want to have the schus bichlal to be able to have the peiris of the nechasim malug. But not that he's misalik himself from the metzias of the nechasim. So B'chanan wants to say that that's the machlokes. The sheet of the Rishbam and Tais is that it's a silik from the nechasim. So if it's a silik from the nechasim, the chilik between a ben and a baal is only if it's midirais or midrabbana. Mashenken, the Shita Ran is that the silik is medin yoyrish. If the silik is medin yoyrish, so then it's daf the chilik between a ben and a baal is that a ben is already a yoyrish and he can't even misalik himself from the din yoyrish, as opposed to a baal that is not yet a yoyrish until after nisuin and mainly can be misalik himself. L'chayra, there are other nafkaminas in this chakira if what the din siluk is, if the din siluk is inside Yoyresh or the din siluk is from the Nechasa, as we'll soon see. According to the Ran, if the din siluk is from being a Yoyresh, that it doesn't have siluk before Erisin, l'chayr is because the davar shloi b'la'olam. And by Erisin, siluk does help, because the siluk is like a mechilas zchus harusa. The schus of an arusa that to have the peiris, you mean meichel that schus, you misalik that koyach, that the chuppah, the nesuin should not be goymer legabi this halach of achilas peiris. So, and then mainly you don't have a din yerish legabi the din achilas peiris. The chayr comes out in afkamina between the shitzer Rashbam and the shitzer Ran is that according to Rashbam, the siluk of the baal should only help if you hold the yerush zabaal midrabanan. But if you hold Yerush Zabal's Mideraisa, you can't be misalik yourself. Mashenken, according to the Ran, even if you hold Yerush Zabal's Mideraisa, it should be able to be misalik yourself, because the siluk is not from the Nechasim. The siluk is from being a Shem Yerush. You're being meichel not to become a Yerush ayidei nisuin. Another nafkamina is brought down by the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Ishos, Perikhav Gimel, Locha Aleph, and Abba Chana also brings it in Ayiz Gimel, that according to these Rishayin and Rabbeinu Yoyin, it helps a Silik Abal even after Nisuin from Yerusha or Nichsei Malug that you weren't yet Zoyche in. Something you were not yet Zoyche in, you could go ahead and you can misalik yourself from. But if Silik is Medin Yoyresh, then Lechaira, you already have a Din Yoyresh. Lach Nisuin, you already Mekabal Din Yoyresh, you can't even misalik yourself anymore, even from the Chasim that did not yet come to the Isha. The Ramban and the Rosh and Ksubas Taka say that doesn't help Siluk from the Nechasim that he wasn't yet Zeichin. Because it's not Shaykh Nesiluk from the Nechasim only from the Din of Baal. You're not being Misalik yourself from the actual Nechasim. You're being Misalik yourself from not having a Din Baal or Zechus to have the Peiris. Memela, that's only before Nesuin. But once there was already Nesuin, you already have your Zechus. You're not Mesulik anymore. You're Mekabal that Zechus. Once you Mekabal that Zechus, you can't be Mesalik yourself, Legabi, the Nechasim that are did not yet fall to her. Even though they're not here yet, the Shem Yerush you already have. If the Siluk is from the Nechasim, so then you can Mesalik yourself from those Nechasim. Rabbi Elchanan in Ksubis, Ois, Reish Tzadik Ches, says another Nafkemina. Are you able to be misalik yourself from only miktas of the nechasim or not? If the siluk is from the nechasim, then l'chayr is reality misalik yourself from only miktas of the nechasim. L'gabi these nechasim, you don't want to have the schus to be echel peris. But if the siluk is not from the nechasim, the siluk is from the etzem schus to be a yoyresh, then the etzem din of a baal, that you don't have a schus etzem to be have the peiris of the nichsim melug, so then either you have it or you don't. It's not shayach to mechsalik yourself, only chelik in the nechasim. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perikhov Gimel, Loche Hei, writes that you could be mechsalik from being yoyresh, a chelik of the nechasim. Zakh Rabbi Elchanan, because his svara is because he understood that the din siluk over here is a siluk from the nechasim. If it's a siluk from the nechasim, so then you can mechalik between some nechasim and other nechasim. L'chayra also, another nafkamina is if you can mechalik yourself b'shas erisin from the chasim that she'll inherit b'shas nisuin. According to the Rishayim that hold that it does not help a siluk from those nechasim that will fall to her when she's in the suah, they hold that the siluk is from nechasim. You can't misalik yourself from nechasim that are not here yet. If the siluk is from the din baal, so then it's a siluk, a complete siluk. So then once you misalik yourself, then it's not negeya any nechasim that are not yet here, like we mentioned before. In summary, we mentioned the machlokes rishayim. If this yisayid achilik between Yerusha Sabal, who's able to say dinu dvarim ainli b'nechsayich as opposed to a ben, is because one is Yerusha drabanan as opposed to Yerusha deraisa, that's the shita of the Rishbam and Rabbeinu Yoyin and Tosis Rid. And then there's the other Rishayim, the Ran and the Ritva and the Rajba, that they hold that the chilu between the Yerusha Sabal and Yerusha Sabal is because ben already has a Shem Yerush as opposed to a Baal who does not have a Shem Yerush. We also mentioned that Rabbi Elchanan suggests that the machlekes is totally in the hakira if the din siluk is from the nechasim, from the schus not being able to have the peiros of the nechasim, or is the din siluk from the din baal that he has a right to be zeicha in the peiros of the nechasim. And we said four nafkaminas what the din siluk is. First of all, it's totally in if whether silik, whether din yerush sabal is the raisa or the rabbanon. That's totally in the machlekes rishayim. Okay, that's nafkin in the machlekes rishayim. If yerush sabal is the rabbanon, so then you can mechalik and say Baal could be mesalik himself and ben not. If yerush sabal is the raisa, then he won't be able to. But if it's the siluk is midin yerusha, then that's not a nafkamina. The three nafkaminas are in the etzim chakira, whether you can go ahead and misalik from miktsas nechasim or only all or none, whether you can misalik yourself ba'ida rusa from nechasim that will fall b'shas nesuin, or whether you can misalik yourself after nesuin from those that you were not yet nichsim lo, you weren't yet zaychen. On the sheet of the Ran and the Rajba, the Rishonim ask a very obvious question. The Gemara Nam Beis brings the memra of Rava that you can misalik yourself by saying Iyefshi b'takonas chachamim, which is very clear that the siluk is because it's only a takonas chazal, it's only a drabanan. But in deraisa, it would not help a siluk. L'chayra, that supports the pshat of the mahalach of the Rashbam and the Ben Yoyina that learned that the reason the din siluk in our sugya is because Yerush Sabal is only drabanan. If it would be deraisa, you can't misalik yourself. But according to these Rishayim that learned the chilik is on the Shem, silik is on the Shem Yairish, and it makes no nafkamina if it's the Raisa Drabanon, so what's the Gemara telling to Rava that said, so the Rishayim answer, the Mishnah Melech and Ilchas Ishus, Perich of Gimel Loch Aleph brings them, that the Gemara is bringing two memories. First, the Gemara brings the memory of Kahana to show that you can misalik ba'id arusa bidin Yairish. And once Rav Kahana said you can misalik a Baal can misalik the din yoyrish that he has when he's as long as he's ba'ida rusa, who a din that helps his siluk from the midin nichsei maluk. Then the Gemara is bavarning afterwards, and maybe you'll say that it only helps a siluk from Yerush Sabal, because he holds like the manda omar Yerush Sabal's deraisa. But from Paris nichsei maluk, which a drabana, maybe it won't help a siluk. Why should drabanan be worse than a deraisa? Because the klal all over the drabanan also chizik the reyem yoisim rishal teira. So I might have thought to say that Eino Hanami, the balkim masalik himself from the din yoirish al ishtoi, as long as she's on a rusa, and even if you hold Yerush Sabal's deraisa, he can masalik himself. But he can't even misalik himself in the din takanas chazal of Paris nichsei malug because chacham masu chizid devreim yais mishal teira. On that, the Gemara brings the memra of Rava that even in takanas chazal you could say efshi b'takanas chacham. The Magid Mishnah Nilchas Nachlois Perik Aleph Alocha Ches brings two pirushim to mechali between Nachlas ben that you can't misalik from and to a nachla of a baal you could be misalik. The first pshat he says is the chilik is one is Yerusha deraisa and one is drabanan, and the chayr that's very clear, like the sheet of the Rashbam and the Ben Yoyina that we mentioned, that nachlas habal is only drabanan, so you can misalik yourself from the din yoyrish of a baal, but nachlas haben is deraisa, you can't misalik yourself from the din yoyrish of a ben. The second pshat he brings is in Yesh Meforshim that nachlas habal haboy de maisov, which is the chayr nesuin, you could be misalik yourself. Mashenkin nachlas haben, which is bom memela, you can't be misalik yourself. The Mishnah Melech says that the first shita, like we mentioned, is the shita of the Rashbam, and he says the second shita that the Magid Mishnah brings is the shita saran, which we also mentioned that the chil between nachlas haben and nachlas habal is that one is has a shem yerish. And one is, does not yet have a Shem Yerush. But the Ktzois in Simen Reish Ayin Ches, if Kot Yud Gimel learns that the second Shita of the Magid Mishnah is not the Shita of the Ran. The Ran was Mechali between Yerusha Savoysav and Yerusha Sabal, that one, you already have a Shem Yerush, that's a Ben Me'oviv, is already a Yerush, so you can't even salik yourself from that Din Yerusha, as opposed to Yerusha Sabal, which you don't yet have a Shem Yerush, which you can be Masalik yourself from that Din Yerusha. But the Yesh Mefarshim is saying a different chilik. The Yesh Mefarshim that the Magid Mishnah brings is being Mechalik between Yerusha that comes Ayidei Maisa Didei, through your own actions, like Nisuin, which you could be Masalik yourself from, as opposed to Yerusha that comes Memela, which you can't be Masalik yourself. In other words, if it's Yerusha that's by the Maisov, it could be that you are making that Mais in Nisuin with a Tanai not to be Yerush. You'd be misalik yourself from the, whatever comes along with that Yerusha, with that Mais in Nisuin. Mashenk and some of the Ben Yerusha that's by Mimela, automatically Yezoich and whatever Yezoich, and it's not Shaykh to be misalik yourself. So it comes out, according to the Ktzais, that really there are three Mahalchim to Mechal between Yerusha's Habal and Yerusha's Ben Me'oviv. Tosfos asks on the Gemara that once we mentioned from Rav Yanai that you could be Kosev Lov Oida Arusa, while she's an Arusa, you could be Mesalik yourself and say, Dinu Dvarim Ainli Al Sadazu, Ainli Esik Bov, Ainli Yodim Sulekas Mimena, and maybe you're not Zoich in the payers of Nichse Malug that will fall to you when you are in a Suah. So, Frek the Tosfos, why did the Gemara have to Shtel Tzur of Kahana? Rav Kahana said, "Nachla bo loy laodim mokem acher odem masne shelo aleh shlo yiroshena." What was the hisafa, Rav Kahana? Can't Lachayr Tais speaks out? It can't be that the hisafa was to tell us that even a lashon garua works, because could be we're talking about dafka lashon toiv. So Tosfos brings from the Ri that the chiddush of the Gemara that we see in Rav Kahana is that even though we hold ein odem makne dovah shelo baloylam, but we see from Rav Kahana that you could be misalik from yourself from a dovah shloi baloilam. So we hear Oida Arusa, when the Paris Nichsim Malug are not yet here, you can misalik yourself, either like we explained, either from the actual Nechasim, you have to say from the Kinyan and the Karakal of Paris, or from the right to be a Baal and have a schus to get the Paris. Tosfos asks that Lechayr, even without Rav Kahana, you could bring a raya that from a dovish label oil you can misalik yourself. And Tosfos says from the Gemara in Ksubis, and the Gemara later in Afkuf Chavav, that we know that the Zmachlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir, if you bedovish Rabbi Mama and you can make a t'nai against the Torah. For example, a person's Mekadesh Isha Almanas, Shein Olav Sherek Susva'ina, on condition that he's not responsible for these Chiyuve Ishus of Sherek Susva'ina. So Rabbi Yehuda says, bedovish Rabbi Mama in t'noi kayim. In Mamon, you could make such a tnai, and a mayor argues. And Tosfos speaks out that even according to a mayor that argues, that's only because he holds it's a masna masha kosu b'toira and tnoi bottle. But if it's not against the Torah, you should be able to make a tnai even if it's loy bola oilam, just like the case of Kiddush Namanash Elam Sherexus Va'ina. So, Mamela, why did the Gemara have to shtel tzur of Kahana to tell us that you can misalik midovish loy bola oilam? Why is it different than making a tnai amanash elam alav Sherexus Va'ina? The Tosfos answers that Shani Hosam over there is this different. Sha'oise Tanai Gomor. Ba'manash Ein Lecha Olai Shner Ksus Va'ina, you're making a Tanai Gomor, a regular Tanai. Avalhocha Mayrish Ein Oimer Derech Tanai. Over here, you're not saying a B'teiris Tanai. Ela Sha'oimer Dinu Dvorim Ein Li B'nechsayach. Over here, you're just saying a Loshen of Siluk, a Loshen of Dinu Dvorim Ein Li B'nechsayach. So where it's making a Tanai that it shouldn't be Chal a Chiv of Shner Ksus Va'ina, that you could do. But over here, where you're not making a derech t'nai, you're making a derech siluk. That's the chiddush that you're able to misalik yourself even from dover shaloi bo le'oilam. What is the svara to be mechalik between a t'nai that it shouldn't be chal achiyav sherek sus va'ina that helps and a din siluk which would not help in a deraisa is based on the way to understand the sugyan subis and daf nun vav. In Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara brings this din. Ha'omer, a person says, "Areya mekudeshesli amanash ein lecha alai sherek sus va'oina." That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the tnai is chal. Rabbi Kiveger understands that that's not midin tnoyim bechlal. It's like you being mekadesh without any ischayvus of sharing sus. But Tosfos says clearly over there in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav that you require all the mishpatei atnoyim. And the obvious question is that lechayr, if you only mean mekadesh al das, that you shouldn't be chayiv and share viksus, why would you be required to have all the mishpatei atnoyim of tanai kofel and hein kohen lulav v'chulu? And the answer is that because a person does not have a koyach to make a chalais kedushin that does not have a chi of sherek sus vayna. Every chalais kedushin automatically carries in it a chi of sherek sus vayna. It's just that it was nischadish, also a parsha of tnoyim that could be mevatel that chalais. The Briskerov, in the beginning of Hilchos Nazir, is mevayer, because tnoyim is a gzeris hakosuv that creates a chalois din in the etzem maise kedushin, that the maise is miskayem as only b'tnai zeh. In other words, that the etzem, the chalois kedushin, can only be with the chiyuv she'exus va'ina. But if there's a new chalois called a tanai, that tanai creates a chalois din in the ma'aseh kedushin, and now this ma'aseh kedushin is only b'tanai of lack of a chiyuv of she'exus va'ina, of sharing ksus. So Mimela, that's why tanoim could help as opposed to stam a siluk. Rebbe Chanan in Kovetz Shiurim, Ois Reishud Aleph, is Moisev Havana in the Chilukim between Tanai and Siluk. That a Siluk, you cannot take yourself away from a Din Torah. A Din Torah has always been Kaimei Oimed, and a person has no Koyach to be Oiker a Din Torah. That's why Siluk doesn't help on a Din Do'iraisa. And on Davish Lebel Oilam, for sure not, it would not help to be Misalik yourself. But if it's a Din Derabanan, then Siluk could help. Because Siluk says that I don't want that takana d'rabban, which is for my benefit. Like the Lashon of Tosfot says later, given the letevase tiknu, since it's for his taiva, yocholaymer eini chafetz b'isa taiva. I'm not interested in that taiva that is supposed to come my way, and I'm misalik myself not to mekabel that taiva. Lashon of Rashi also, the Rambam also is like chelik b'isa mamna asid lovely b'tachanas chachamim, dey mezakim le adam bal karchay. So a person could be misalik himself and not accept a takanas chazal because it's for his taiva, and where it's for his taiva, he has a right to say that I don't want to be zeich in it. That's the din of siluk in a drabanan. In a do'i raisa, the hemshach of Tosis, it's clear that siluk l'cher does not help because once it's a chalais din ter, you can't go ahead and say that the din ter should not be chal. Oibazo, we have to understand, sataka, why does a tanai yes help? Like Tosef says in Dovish Ramam it's no Ekayim. In Rameir holds that mas, it's Ochsar Mas Mashkos B'Teira, but otherwise a Tanai would help. Why does a Tanai Gomor help? So Rebbe Chanan explains that a Tanai Gomor helps because now there's the only reason why you can't go against the Chalais of the Torah is because if the Chalais is supposed to be Chal, you can't say it should not be Chal. But if the Chalais anyway would not be Chal if it Varecha, so then you're not really being oiker achalais in the Torah. He says that's a klal in the Torah that any din, that if it will be chal, it's muchach to be this battle, it's not chal mitzchilosai. And over here, by avnash en chalai sheik susvaina, if it will be chal a kedushin, then it has to be without sheik susvaina. If it's going to be with sheik susvaina, so there won't be a chalais kedushin. So that means you are not really going against a chalais of the Torah, because afi lafi dvarecha, lafi your tnai, there wouldn't be any chalais kedushin here bichlal. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Amigarish, Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara says over there, let's say a person's Megarish Isha, Menash Le Tinasi Le Ploini, on condition that you don't get married to this other person, and she went ahead and she was Nisus Bechaya Megarish, she got divorced, and then she got married to that Ploini, she was over the Tanai. The Aloch is that the get is not Batal. Why? Because that Nisuin can't be Chal. Because if the Nisuin is Chal, and the get is going to be Batal, so then the Nisuin can't be Chal either, because then it's an Eishas Ish. So a male, the Nisuin can't be Chal at all, and the get is Kosher. Once the get is Kosher, so who is Ma'akiv and the Nisuin to be Chal? Only because if it's going to be Chal, it's going to be Muchtin is Batal. So that Guva is Meneit from being Chal. So a male, it's not considered going against the Torah. In such a case also by the Chiv Sheik Suswaina, which can't be Chal for that same reason. Because if it's going to be Chal Kedushin without Sheik Suswaina, so then with Sheik Suswaina, so Kedushin is not Chal. Elamai, it can be Chal without Sheik Suswaina. That's a din of a Tanai. The Ktzois in Simen Reish Tes, Sivkot Nyud Aleph, understands in Tosfos that the chilik between a nachla d'oraisa Yerusha Saben from his father, that it does not help siluk, and a din d'rabbanon of Yerusha Sabal, that it does help siluk, is because when it's a din d'oraisa, you're a masna masha kosa b'toira. And Rav Kahana holds that tnoi is botel. So as the Ktzois will be done, that we hold, Dovish Ramoman is tnoi kayim, so Yitaka could be misalik yourself even from a nachla d'oraisa. And Rav Yoin is mavur like this. The benachla de raisa of Kahana holds you can't even salik yourself, but he says shmaminam Rav Kahana da masna masha kosa b'toira tenoi bottle, which is mashma that the chiluk between the din de raisa and drabanon, that siluk only helps by drabanon, not by de raisa, is because then it's considered a masna masha kosa b'toira.
Then the Nesivis and Sivkat and Vav and Rabbi Chanan, they are Matmiya. They ask under the Tzais that from Tzais is Mavur, that that's not the Havana. Because Tzais had asked that without Rav Kahana, it should help Siluk, like Vaisher, Ksusav Aina, that it helps a Tanai Lamandom, Masnamash, Kosav, Tayra, Tanai Kayim. And Tzais had answered that over there it's different because it's a Tanai Gomor, like we explained before, that a Tanai Gomor is different than Siluk. A Tanai Gomor works on a Kedushin, which is Deiraisa. Mashenk and Siluk does not work on a Deiraisa, which is Mavur from here, that even Lamanda Omar, that Medavashim and Mom, Tanai Kayim, but that's Davka where it's a Tanai Gomor, but Siluk would not help. So it's therefore Siluk is different than Tanoim. It's not totally Zebozet. And that means that the reason why by Deiraisa it doesn't help Siluk is not because it's a Masna Masha Kosabatera. Even according to the Mandomar holds that Tanoi is Kayim, and you could make it Tanai, but Siluk is less. Siluk cannot work and is different than Tanoim, like we explained previously.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.